When January of each new year rolls around, there's always a fresh slate of incoming new Vancouver restaurants to keep an eye on. Now that we are halfway through 2024, it's time for a little progress report. While there have been plenty of openings and closures, as the year began, there were 19 noteworthy restaurant openings on the watch list. Of those 19, 9 have opened. Marigami Udon, Ramen One, Casa Molina, Hello Kitty Cafe, Saba Foods, Elio Volpe, Kalamish, Mio, Mish Mish. Here's a look at the remaining 10 with updates, and a few additions, giving us 15 noteworthy Vancouver restaurant openings to be excited about. From an ambitious new brasserie from an award-winning cocktail bar team to several major global brands pinning Vancouver to their maps, here's a breakdown of some of the top restaurant debuts VIA's Forking Awesome is tracking. P.S. Want to get a first look at content like this? Sign up for the Forking Awesome newsletter. It's a weekly digest of the city's restaurant news, with recommendations, insider insight, and exclusive info. Don't miss a bite. Hard Bean Brunch Company. Opening, August 27th. Port Moody's Hard Bean Brunch Company began with a simple mission to serve pancakes for dinner alongside creative cocktails and other dishes, in case everyone wasn't feeling like breakfast at night. At the end of 2023, they opened a second spot in Langley, and the plan has been to follow with a Hard Bean in Vancouver's Coal Harbour, in the former home of Don Francesco. A representative for the biz confirmed with VIA this week that the restaurant is expecting to open at the end of next month. Address, 909 West Cordova Street, Per Se Social Corner, Coal Harbour. Opening, summer. Yale Town's popular Per Se Social Corner is set to open a second Vancouver location in the former Chewy's restaurant space in Coal Harbour. The opening should be soon, and it looks like the biz is plotting a Langley outpost for 2025. VIA has contacted them to get confirmation but has not heard back yet. Address, 1055 West Hastings Street. June. Opening, Fall 2024. The space at 3305 Cambie Street has been vacant since Beercraft wrapped up its run in December 2022. Now, the team behind the award-winning Kiefer Bar is opening June there, a brasserie with a French-inspired menu and cocktails. June is positioned as a family-friendly dining experience, according to a typed note of intro the business has posted at the venue. It appears the initial name for the concept was Wilma, according to a business license application that is currently pending for the location. According to area residents, information was sent out in the community regarding the business intent to pursue not only a liquor license but to also incorporate dancing and live entertainment, with a capacity of 180 indoors and 40 more patio seats. Address, 3305 Cambie Street, Celine Aegean Bistro. Opening, TBD. A new venture from the crew behind Michelin Guide recognized Namos Estiatorio and Sexy Upstairs Hideaway Ama is headed for the Hastings Sunrise neighborhood. The concept looks to be centered on seafood and cocktails. Expect to learn more soon about this forthcoming East Van concept. Address, 360 Penticton Street, Toyokan. Opening, TBD. There's no info out there yet about Toyokan, but we do know that this venture comes from the same parent company, Tamaru Shoten Marketing, as popular Vancouver Japanese restaurants like Raisu, Takenaka, and New Fuji, which happens to be across the street. Toyokan, which has a pending business license application with the City of Vancouver, is moving into the former Kitsilano location of Raba Damati, which closed in February. VIA reached out to Tamaru Shoten and several of its concepts this spring to ask about Toyokan but did not receive a response. Address, 1898 West 1st Avenue, Abari Hana. Opening, TBD. Abiri Restaurants Canada, known locally for its Miku, Minami, and Abiri Market concepts, has teamed up with developer Westbank for Abiri Hanna Vancouver, which will occupy 3,000 square feet of Alberni by Kengo Kuma. Abiri Hanna aims to redefine washoku, the cultural practice of preparing and eating traditional Japanese ingredients and dishes. Diners can expect the integration of Japanese ingredients, seasonings, and cooking methods alongside local elements. Given the Michelin Guide's affection for high-end Japanese restaurants in Vancouver, Okiya Kyujiro, Masayoshi, this could be an exciting 2024 debut, provided it's open in time for the anonymous inspectors to get a taste. Initially, plans were for Abiri Hanna to open this spring. No word yet on when it will get going. Address, 1550 Alberni Street. Odd Burger. The Ontario-based vegan fast food burgers chain has been at work on its first Vancouver restaurant for over 2 years, and it's still coming soon. In early July, a representative for the brand told VIA by email they're almost done with construction at the Vancouver location, so expect to hear more shortly. The Odd Burger menu offers several kinds of burgers, including riffs on high-profile fast food classics, the famous burger with its double meat and cheese, secret sauce, and shredded lettuce looks like something from the Golden Arches, while the Vopper's name immediately calls to mind a royally popular burger. They've also got chicken alternative sandwiches and strips, breakfast, salads, wraps, and sides, along with shakes to drink. All plant-based. Address, 2821 Main Street. Seijo Hand Roll. Opening, TBD. Vancouver will be home to the first location of this concept under the Jinya umbrella, as in the US-based Ramen Folks. Seijo's roots stem from one of its enduring LA restaurants, Robata Jinya, which has been serving up Japanese charcoal grilled skewers alongside sushi bar selections there since 2010. They had been eyeing a spring opening, but that hasn't come to pass. VIA reached out to their reps this week for another update but didn't hear back. Address, 2036 West 4th Avenue. Din Tai Fung. Opening, TBD. The Taiwanese restaurant chain with over 170 locations worldwide and 13 in the U.S. is coming to Canada for the first time, and the debut is here in Vancouver. Din Tai Fung is undergoing property renovations to slightly reconfigure and improve its space, which will be a two-story restaurant. Din Tai Fung is best known for its Shaolong Bao, XLB, aka soup dumplings, which they have, according to its legions of fans, mastered to perfection. Address, 1132 Alberni Street. Paris Baguette. Opening, TBD. It's been nearly 3 years since Paris Baguette made its big plans for the Canadian market known. In October 2021, the global franchise operation made waves by announcing its intention to open 100 locations nationwide, including several in Vancouver. The first Vancouver location of Paris Baguette was announced in February, and it's right by Din Tai Fung, which is no accident. Despite its French-leaning name, Paris Baguette is a South Korean company that dates back to 1988. The brand is known for its menu of grab-and-go foods, like sandwiches, on baguettes, and salads, as well as baked goods like filled croissants, Danish, mochi donuts, and cakes. The company's Asian influence is evident in its use of ingredients like red bean paste and rice flour for some of its novelty treats. In February, a representative for Paris Baguette spoke with VIA about the brand's plans for the Metro Vancouver market. Address, 1150 Alberni Street. Nook, downtown. Opening, TBD. Nook is set to occupy a sprawling 5,000 square foot space on the first floor of the stack, the architecturally interesting new build downtown that will have the distinction of being Vancouver's tallest office building. The local Italian chain's expansion comes courtesy of its new ownership, LFG Growth Partners, aka Richard Joffrey, former Cactus Club leader. LFG's portfolio includes the Chase Restaurant, Hawksworth Restaurant Group, comprising Hawksworth Restaurant at the Rosewood Hotel Georgia, Nightingale, and Bell Cafe, Nook, Oddfish, Radish, Planta, Shelter Restaurant, and Shed. Address, 1133 Melville Street, Nightingale, Yale Town. Opening, TBD. You can thank LFG, see above, for being one of the driving forces behind this expansion, as David Hawksworth's Michelin Guide recommended Nightingale doubles down on its Vancouver presence this year. It will occupy the former distillery space in Yale Town, which is an ideal location for this pizza, pasta, share plates, and cocktail spot. No word yet on opening. Address, 1131 Mainland Street, Fogo de Chao. Opening, TBD. Global Brazilian steakhouse chain Fogo de Chao is supposed to enter the Canadian market with its flagship location landing in the heart of downtown Vancouver in 2024. Taking a whopping 7,778 square foot space in the ambitious The Post development, Fogo de Chao will join the ranks of Amazon and Loblaws City Market. Fogo de Chao began in Brazil in 1979 and is known for its interactive dining showcasing churrasco, grilled meats presented tableside on skewers that are hand-sliced to order. In early July, a representative for The Post told VIA there were no updates for Fogo de Chao. Reps for Fogo de Chao did not respond to an email inquiry. Address, The Post 658 Homer Street, Sansan. Opening, TBD. In the works since the summer of 2022, San San is a modern Hong Kong-style cafe that had initially hoped to be open some time ago. VIA checked in with one of its owners in late October and was informed the project is still a go. According to a comment left on San San's Instagram, as of this spring, the restaurant was still forthcoming, though no new information has been shared. Address, 227 Main Street. Brooklyn Dumpling Shop. Opening, TBD. This popular New York-based dumpling restaurant is entirely grab-and-go, clerk-less, and automated. In late 2022, Brooklyn Dumpling Shop signed an international multi-unit deal to bring the popular dumpling concept to Vancouver. The franchise has taken over the space from Food Republic, but a representative for the business says they are still securing their permits, so there isn't much progress to report. Could this get open in 2024? It's possible, but first, they have that red tape to clear. Address, 488 Robson Street.